to the Image Printing Hotline, where standing by is the new head football coach of the Union County High School Yellow Jackets, Coach Quinnen Isom. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. How everybody doing?
We're doing great today, Coach. Great to have you on, and congratulations on last night being officially named the Union County High School head football coach. Coach, tell us what it was like when you got that call and you got that offer to take the Union head coaching job.
Man, it was a dream come true. Very surreal for me and my family. You know, we've been fighting to get to this position for about 14 years. You know, I done paid my dues and put my time in, won championships, able to be leader of young men for a long time. And so it was a very surreal moment for us to be at a storied program like Union County High School for what they've done in the past and what we will do in the future. Because my plans moving forward is to get to that winner's circle. We're going to do everything we can to get to that winner's circle for the state championship to be at Union, or for them to go through us to get to the state championship. It's going to be one or two that's going to happen. But we are definitely excited about this opportunity. Me and my wife and my kids, you know, we're all thrilled. It was a lot of tears shed last night, you know, between my kids and myself. Just being in this opportunity, getting this chance, being able to be at this place, it's a dream come true.
Well, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the road that led you here. Of course, you played college football, I believe, at Gardner-Webb, and you've gone through and coached at a lot of different places. You were the defensive coordinator at Wren when they won a state championship a few years ago, spent the last couple of years at Crest. Tell us a little bit about the path that led you to Union County.
Yes, sir. So like you mentioned, I was at Gardner-Webb University. I started on the offensive line my first year, and then in the middle of my second year, I was able to switch the defensive line, started on that. I was one of the first in school history to do that. So I started on both offensive line, defensive line, was an all-conference defensive lineman at Gardner-Webb University. Apart from that, started my career at Greenville High, was able to be the defense coordinator then. Young coach coming fresh out. Before that time, I was a graduate assistant at Gardner-Webb for 2 years. After my playing days, I had contracts overseas in Italy, had a couple in arena, and I chose not to do that, wanted to get into the coaching profession. So I did 2 years of graduate assistant at Gardner-Webb. From that point, 2012, I was with Greenville High School under Phil Magnet. He allowed me to help with the offensive line for the varsity, help with the defensive line with varsity, but I was the middle school and the ninth grade defensive coordinator for those 2 years. Following those 2 years, had the opportunity to go with Gene Cathcart at Seneca. I was the varsity outside linebacker coach there, and I was the JV defensive coordinator there for a year. We went on to win the region that year. We was able to beat Daniel. They hadn't done that in so many years. So we was able to do that then. Lost to a very good South Point team who won state that year. Following that year, I had the opportunity to go with another coach of mine who coached me in college, John Windham. He allowed me to be the assistant head coach, defense coordinator for Easley High School for those 3 years. First year we got to Easley, they was only hoping to win two or three games. First year we came out there, we won six games. And then following that, it was 5-6 from here on out from that point. After that, had opportunity to go back to Greenville County. Went to J.L.M.A. High School as their defensive coordinator. And I will say at that point, that was the turning point for me as a coach because that year we went 0-10. So I found out a lot about myself as a coach and as a person. If this is what I really wanted to do, and I found the actual gift that I have for young men then, that, you know, is more than just the X's and O's and really the wins and losses. But I was able to impart on those kids and seen a lot of things or whatever else from that situation. Due to the travel, at that time I was traveling close to 2.5 hours, 3 hours a day. We were still living in Seneca, South Carolina. Me and my family prayed, you know, and God blessed us with the opportunity to go back to Wren. We had a lot of battles with Wren when I was at Easley and at Seneca in Greenville High. And so Coach Jeff Tate gave me an opportunity to come be the defense coordinator there. Was able to implement my system, able to develop a defense that they hadn't had like that in a while. And we went on to win state, beat a lot of teams we weren't supposed to beat. And then that next year, we went back to the upper state during the COVID year. Where we lost everybody on offense. People thought we was out. But the folks that was there knew what we had. And so as a defense, we led the team back in charge, back to the upper state, lost to a very good Daniel team, Gatorade Player of the Year. And then that following year, we went 6-4, I believe it was 6-6. And we lost again to, well, not to Dan, but we lost to Powdersville, a good Powdersville team. We lost to them 21-17. After that season, I took a chance to go back to a place where I knew and loved in the area of Bowling Springs, North Carolina, where Coach Jim Stosur gave me an opportunity to be the defense coordinator at Crest High School. Took some bumps and bruises that first year. We had 8 underclassmen starting that first year. Didn't have a lot of depth, but we had a lot of young kids who were very talented, who was hungry, freshman, sophomore. And then coming into this next year, I was the assistant head coach, associate head coach, and running back coach for this year and special teams coordinator. Where we went all the way up to the game before the Western Conference Final, went 13-1, lost to a very good Dudley team. But that young group I had prior, all of them grew up this year. They're going to be tough to beat next year as well. But that's my path from that point. I've had a lot of mentors. Mentors, like I mentioned, Phil Magnet, John Windham, Gene Cathcart. One of the ones that kind of stayed with me in my life up until this point, Mike Doolittle, Dana Purdy, and Chris Foster. A lot of them kind of just stayed with me. And there's other people I hadn't mentioned, and I don't leave them out for no reason. But especially those three I mentioned, they've always been with me up to this point. You know, I've always moved like a head coach. Hadn't had the opportunity to have that yet. But my wife told me something very profound the other day, that God had me built now. My character is set now to take over for Union. It wasn't set then. And that's hard to kind of grasp at the time. But now I kind of understand that my character wasn't up to par yet as a head football coach. But I thank the community. I thank the superintendent, Mr. Haney. I thank the board members for voting me in. This is a tremendous opportunity. I promise you, they do know, but the community don't know what they got yet. But they will know once the season hits, because we're going to get our face back. We're going to be in that winner's circle. They're going to fear Union once again.
Well, Coach, there's no question. Union, a very proud program, state championships in the 90s under Coach Dula. Coach Anthony comes in, wins 3 state championships. Been very successful, been back to the state championship another time since then, been to some upper state championships. But in the last few years, the program's kind of fallen off. The numbers have dwindled. There are the kids just, and it's happening all over the country, where a lot of kids just aren't playing football no more, Coach. And what we talked about earlier this morning is your first job is going to be to go into that high school and recruit those kids that aren't playing right now, to get them back out there on the football field. How do you go out there and sell to those kids to get them back out there to play football again?
Well, the way I'm going to sell them is the fact you come out here, you're going to play for a coach that's going to fight through tooth and nail for you and go through a brick wall for you. You're going to play for a coach that's going to know what it's going to be like, because I played on each level, know all the levels, and you're going to play for a coach that's going to make sure you're first. Not the fact the coach is going to be first, but that you're first. That you're going to play for a coach that he's going to make sure at all costs. You may not like it in the beginning, but the saying that I have, we're going to die in practice so we can live in the game. You will be more than prepared for the opportunity for you to exceed beyond expectations. And then winning is going to be a part of that, too. I want to be able to set them up for college. I want to be able to set them up for a new way of life. I want to be able to set them up for the way they can have more opportunities, just like I have. I wasn't able to get to the NFL. I wasn't, as much as I wanted to. But I took the tools. I took the things that I've learned in my time to help others along that way and to build relationships. And that's going to be my employer to those young men, that you come out and play for me, I will help you get to that level. If not, I help you become a better man, a better husband, a better person for not just your family, but for this community too. But we're going to have fun. Be a part of a tradition that we're going to win. You know, like I said, a lot of people don't know who I am, and that's all well and good. But these young men going to know, right here in the family, we're going to be a full family. We're going to love each other. We're going to care for each other. And above all, we are going to fight for each other to get to the top.
Coach, it'll be your first time running a program from top to bottom as the head coach. You have any folks in mind for the staff yet? Any thoughts about which kind of offense you're going to run? What are you going to do defensively? Any thoughts on any of that stuff?
Yes, sir. As far as staff, you know, I still want the opportunity to kind of meet who I was there and kind of go from that standpoint. I had a couple reached out, kind of talked to certain people on the other end as well. But, you know, I want to have the opportunity to meet the ones that are there and, you know, kind of establish our vision and go from that point. But offensively, we're going to be a very up-tempo type offense. We're going to be either huddle or no huddle. It's going to be a very multiple set. We're going to fly around. We're going to throw the ball. We're going to run the ball. We're going to strain the defense as much as possible because I've been on both sides of the game. And the biggest thing is you keep the kiss method, you know, keep it simple, silly. I ain't going to say stupid, but I'll say keep it simple, silly. But defensively, you know, we're going to be in multiple set. We're going to run multiple formations to strain the offense. You know, my benefit of playing both sides of the ball, I know what it takes. You know, and I always said they messed up letting me go to state the first year, winning the way I did because I won it my way. You know, I always believe in being very natural, being very original. I'm very organic in the stuff I do. I don't sit there and copy what other people do because you can't coach that way. You can't teach that way. A good teacher don't ever have something that somebody else do, but they always mold it to the way they know how to do it. Same thing with a preacher. Same thing with an insurance salesman. Everybody has their own niche. And I believe in everybody coaching that way. I believe everybody teaching that way. I believe everybody playing that way. And so everything that we're going to run, even to the special teams format, that's just not going to be something we just going to throw out there and kick a ball, snap, and we just go down there with. No, we're going to take opportunities. We're going to score. We're going to take advantage of certain people. You know, it's going to be a full-out trio-type deal to where we are going to dominate from the point of attack each and every day. But that's going to be the setup offensively and defensively and special team-wise. And, again, like you mentioned, I never had an opportunity to do it. The one time I did have to do it, I praise Ken Brown for letting me do the high school blitz. He's the only one that gave me a chance to do it. We was one of the first ones to score all the points and do what we were able to do. And we did that with people nobody knew about, you know. And that's why I wanted to do that, to have good men. As far as the staff, you got to be ready to grind. Because if I'm going to grind for the kids, you got to grind too. Because we grinding for a bigger purpose than just wins and losses. We grind for the hearts and the love of these young men. But in doing that, we're going to win. I will say that now. Like I said, don't nobody know. I don't have a history of coaching, head coaching yet. But they will know after this season.
Well, Coach, sounds good. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to a great year. Looking forward to seeing the rest of the schedule for Union County for this year. So going to be a fun time, and anything we can do for you to let you know. And I promise you this, as you know, as a Union guy, as the director of the youth league, the talent's there. The talent's there. You just got to get them to come back. So,
and that's going to be the plan. We're going to do that.
So
that's going to be the plan.
Coach, I look forward to meeting you here in about 2 hours at the high school for your introductory press conference, and we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you, Coach. That's Coach Quinnen Isom, the new head football coach of the Union County High School Yellow Jackets, joining us here on Bump and Run.